From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. One of two rival Libyan governments says it's disbanding to make way for a new UN-brokered unity government. The Tripoli-based Islamist National Salvation Government said it's putting the interests of the nation above everything else. But Indiana University regional analyst Abdul Qadir Sino says it was feeling the heat of sanctions by the European Union.
They have put the properties of different Libyan leaders from both parliaments in the east in Tobruk and in Tripoli in the west. They have put a hold on their properties and their financial assets to entice them, to pressure them to give up authority to that new government.
Another Libyan administration in the east of Tobruk has so far not officially recognized the unity government. The West hopes it will bring security to a nation that has known nothing but chaos since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Iceland's prime minister resigned Tuesday, the first casualty from the leak of millions of documents from a Panamanian law firm, known infamously now as the Panama Papers, containing sensitive information about the hidden offshore investments of the wealthy, powerful, and famous. Among the files, Prime Minister Sigmundur Davgunlifson's wife's ownership of a company in the British Virgin Islands that had more than $4 million in claims against his own country's collapsed banks. Sigdurgur Ini Johansson, Minister for Fisheries and Agriculture, said the Prime Minister offered to step down at a parliamentary committee meeting, but will retain the ruling Progressive Party's chairmanship. Documents allegedly show dozens of transactions totaling nearly $2 billion involving people or companies linked to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News.